Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. If you've been enjoying this podcast and want a super easy way to support it, you can simply find me on YouTube by searching Demon Creep. A subscription is a great help. But if you want to help the longevity of this podcast, my channel offers channel memberships for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep podcast. Hello, souls and demons, and welcome back. Today's story is called Black Widow of Hazel Green, written by Drake Cooper. So sit back, grip your seats, and enjoy. It's Halloween weekend. My friend Kayla and I have plans on visiting the Dale Mansion. It's a local place that has a violent history. We received a flyer in the mail inviting us to take the first annual Halloween tour. As the flyer states, this is the first year that it's been open to the public, and we can't wait to take a tour. So a little backstory on the Dale Mansion and what it makes for a must visit for the scary season. It had been owned by a lady named Elizabeth Dale. Elizabeth was considered a striking young lady with long auburn hair, creamy complexion, and dark brown eyes. She was also married and widowed 6 times. The mansion was built on an Indian burial ground. For this reason, some thought the land was a curse. Others thought Elizabeth was a murderer. There is even a song by Shane Adkins that goes along with this local lore, with eerie lyrics and a country vibe that makes it perfect for an Appalachia folktale like The Black Widow of Hazel Green. I thought that place burned down a long time ago, Kayla says. Well, obviously not, since we're about to take a tour of it, I respond. Hurry up and get ready. I want to be the first in line. We were full of excitement as we hit the road. The windows are down to let in the cool fall air. We're headbanging as Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie blasts from the speakers the entire way there. We pull up to the old mansion. Some windows are boarded up. The paint is faded and chipped. The exterior is ravaged by time. The old house is beautiful in an antique sort of way. We were the first to show up, and what seemed to be the only people to show up. An African-American lady waits for us on the steps of the porch. We are led to the front door and into the foyer, where we are instructed to wait for our tour guide. What about admission? I asked the nice lady that led us into the foyer. This one is on us, she responds, before turning around and walking back out the front door. I'm not going to argue against a free tour, so we wait patiently. After only a few minutes, a lady appears. Her appearance fit the late 1800 time period Elizabeth lived in. A full-length light blue dress with dark blue accents. Multi-puff sleeves that hung off her shoulders. Her fiery red hair curled up into a ball. I'm your tour guide for today, and in some instances, I will be playing the part of Miss Elizabeth herself. As you will see, we offer much more than just a tour. You get a show. You will step back into the past and see what it was like in the late 1800s for Elizabeth and her family. With that introduction, she instructs us to follow her. She leads us to a kitchen. You could tell at one time this was a state-of-the-art cooking area, but with time it had aged horribly. The tour guide gestures to the kitchen with her bare hands. What used to be a high-tech, immaculate kitchen, where many meals were made that filled the stomachs of the inhabitants of this fine house, and where Elizabeth added the arsenic to those meals that made the men terribly ill, is now dingy and antique. How do you know they were poisoned? There was a rumor the house was built on an Indian burial ground. Do you think it was a curse? I ask. She just smiles and responds with a follow me and waves us into the next room. We step through the threshold to see a large wooden table. Very intricate detailed carvings in the molding that ran along the edge of the table. A lot of skill and hours went into making this. Four men sat at the long wooden table. Their bodies bloated and slumped over. Their skin darkened. I assume they're supposed to represent four of the husbands that had passed away. They look so real, Kayla whispers, as she jabs me in the rib and gives a slight pointing gesture at the props sitting at the table. The guide starts once again. This is the dining room where the arsenic was consumed by those ungrateful bastards, day after day. She pointed out the men as she says this. She walked behind one and grabbed him by the hair of his head. He had slumped over so far his face was planted on the surface of the table. She yanked it back, peeling away the skin that had stayed behind on the table's surface. The sound of decaying skin ripping away from the muscle made me queasy even though I know it wasn't real. Their skin would darken, their hair would fall out. Breathing would become labored. She pauses for a moment, her eyes rolled up and to the left, like she is trying to figure out what to say next. It would be like trying to suck air through a straw, and soon their liver and kidneys would fail. She lets go of the head and the body slumps back to its original place, his face at the table with a wet thud. Oh, that was so gross. This is more awesome than I thought it was going to be, Kayla squealed in excitement. I'm glad you girls are enjoying yourselves, the guide said with a smile and began to walk down a hallway. We follow, hanging on to her every word intently. Elizabeth suspected her first husband of infidelity, so she killed him. After that, she just did it for the thrill of the kill, and the money didn't hurt. She would find a wealthy man, and not long after they wed, he would mysteriously become ill and die. What no one suspected was that Elizabeth poisoned them. The fools blamed it on the cursed land. She let out a chuckle at that last statement. The old dingy hallway had cobwebs hanging from the ceiling. We had to duck under a few, swatting them away with our hands. Nothing worse than a cobweb getting caught in your hair. Suddenly, I felt a sharp pain in my foot. I glanced down to see a piece of the wood floor that was splintered up had wedged itself under my big toenail. Before you ask, October in Alabama has warm enough days where open-toed sandals are acceptable. Anyway, my involuntary yelp at the sudden pain drew the attention of both Kayla and the tour guide. Is something wrong? The tour guide asks. I raise my foot to reveal the rather large splinter jutting out from underneath my big toenail, blood trickling down and dripping to the floor. Oh my god, just looking at that makes my toe hurt, Kayla said with a shudder. Let me take a look at it, the tour guide says, as she takes my foot in her hand to inspect it. She then pinches the large splinter between her fingers, and before I can protest, she gives it a yank. Got it, she says as she holds the blood-covered fragment in the air. I let a few choice words fly at the intense pain. Settle down. You have to pull it out quickly or it's just torture. Now stop dragging your feet, and that wouldn't happen. I was slightly offended by the sudden rudeness combined with the pain. I look at Kayla and see she has a smirk on her face. Yeah, be stopped dragging your feet. I hit Kayla with a friendly jab to her shoulder, followed by a middle finger as the punch only caused her to laugh, even harder at my misfortune. Settle down now, girls. This is the last room I'm going to show you before we head outside, the guide said as she opens the door, and we step into a rather large room, just as dingy and dark as the rest of the house. A sickly-looking man is hanging over the side of the bed, dry-heaving. He was propped up on his arms, and they gave out under the weight of his body, and he tumbles helplessly to the floor. He rolls to his side and begins to shake as he vomits up blood violently. I wasn't expecting this kind of show when I arrived. It's definitely a pleasant surprise. Nothing like blood and gore to celebrate Halloween. The guy turns to us and begins to tell us what we're looking at. This is the master bedroom, where so much passionate love was made, where Elizabeth's two children were conceived. She then turns to the man lying on the floor, his head in a pool of blood. He just threw up. It's where the ungrateful man died a slow, painful death. She then spits on the man on the floor. He points a shaky finger at her and says, "Get away from me, you evil bitch." He then begins dry heaving again, small droplets of blood falling from his lips. She lets out a laugh and guides us out of the door, shutting it behind her. "Let's let him die in peace," she says with another chuckle. As she guides us outside, I let her know how much we are enjoying ourselves. This is really much more than I expected. I thought we would get a tour of the house, learn a few fun facts, and that would be it. But the blood and gore is an amazing touch. Action between you and the guy in the room. You really seem to hate each other with a passion. "Maybe I should pursue an acting career," the guide says with a wink. Before long, we find ourselves standing in front of a separate building from the house. It's big compared to my standards, but compared to the mansion we had just left, it was a hut. "This is the slave quarters," the guide says as she reaches for the door and pulls it open. She then freezes as she steps across the threshold and lets out an audible gasp. We quickly see what has caused the tour guide's sudden shock. A man and a woman are tangled up in one of the slave bunks, embraced in each other's arms. A series of thrusts and grunts come to an abrupt stop as the tour guide lets out a scream. "How could you do this to me?" The man turns around in surprise. He quickly stands up, pulling up his pants simultaneously. "Elizabeth," is all he manages to say. Elizabeth begins to scream at the man again. "How could you do this to me? How can you just take our marriage and throw it down the drain like this? And with a slave, why?" "I'm so sorry, sweetie. There is something you should know." He pulls the other woman in close. "We're in love." "The age-old we're in love line," Kayla pokes fun. "I'm sorry it had to be this way," the man continued. The other lady looks up at him with a smile and caresses his cheek with the back of her hand. This enraged Elizabeth, and she storms out of the building. The man walks up to us and says, "You girls should leave now." Elizabeth gets violent when she's... He doesn't get to finish his sentence, as a large rock collides with the side of a skull wielded by Elizabeth. Blood spatter hits my face, and a coppery taste fills my mouth. And I immediately begin to gag, as some of the blood spatter went into my mouth. The man collapsed to the floor with a giant gash in his head. I grab Kayla's arms. "We need to go." "Why? It's getting good," Kayla responds. "It's real. The blood is real. Some got in my mouth. It's definitely not fake blood. We need to leave now." "You can't be serious," Kayla says, but with a now slightly worried look on her face. Elizabeth straddles the man and repeatedly hits the man in the head until his head splits open like a jack-o'-lantern that just met the business end of a baseball bat on Halloween. Blood and brain matter leak out onto the floor and spatter the wall. Elizabeth turns to the slave. "You whore." She grabs the slave by her hair and pulls her over to the deceased man and tosses her on top of him. "Bury him, and do it quickly before you join him." Elizabeth turns to us. She looks different than before. She looked older. She had heavy black around her eyes. Her skin went from a clear, creamy complexion to pale blue. Her perfectly smooth face is now chapped and cracked. A piece of her skin dangled from her face, exposing her cheekbone and upper teeth. She looks at us with decayed white eyes, but you could still see the hate and rage behind them. Kayla and I turn and run out the door. We are greeted by the sight of the mansion consumed by fire. I turn to see if Kayla made it out of the building safely. Over her shoulder, just inside the plantation cemetery, all six of the men from the Tory emerge from the trees, walking towards us with their tattered clothes and bloated bodies, looking as if they had been dead for decades. Elizabeth bursts through the door with a crazed look on her decayed face. "Where are you going, girls? The real fun has just begun." She lets out a wicked laugh. The sudden scare of Elizabeth bursting through the door causes Kayla to jump, and when she sees Elizabeth coming from one direction and the six ex-husbands of the Black Widow coming from the other, she backpedals and trips over her own 2 feet. This gives Elizabeth time to pounce on top of her. Kayla is screaming at the top of her lungs. She is trying to put up a fight, but Elizabeth has her hands pinned to the ground with her knees. Elizabeth plunges her black, decayed teeth into Kayla's shoulder. Kayla lets out a scream of pain. Elizabeth brings her head up and spits a big chunk of Kayla's flesh from her lips. "I know I have to do something, or else Kayla will die. I played soccer throughout middle and high school, and I put that training to use. With a running start, I put everything I could muster behind that kick. Hope Solo would be proud. My foot connects with the lower jaw, and the follow-through sent her tumbling. Elizabeth doesn't move for a moment before raising her head and making eye contact with me. "You're going to regret that, you little bitch." But Elizabeth doesn't get to fill that promise, as her six late husbands descend upon her. They were picking her apart like a group of vultures, with fresh roadkill. The sound of flesh ripping and bones breaking can be heard over Elizabeth's screams as she is torn apart limb by limb. Elizabeth's head rolls out of the pile and stops short of me. I reach over and kick it to make sure she's dead. Elizabeth's severed head snaps her teeth at my foot before letting out another wicked laugh. It would be her last laugh, as I took the heel of my boot and repeatedly smashed her head with it, until nothing but a pile of broken bones, blood, and teeth was left. I look up to see the six husbands staring at me. They say nothing, just smile with a look of satisfaction. I'm not sure if they would have attacked us, but I wasn't going to give them a chance. We ran around the burning mansion to the front yard where the cars were parked. I pulled the keys from my pocket and repeatedly hit the unlocked doors button, so they unlocked when we got there. We open the doors and jump in. As we look through the front windshield, the mansion is no longer there, just the burnt remains of a house that stood long ago. I freeze, stunned at the sight before me. Kayla's words snap me back to reality. "What in the hell are you waiting for? Let's get the hell away from this place." I speed down the dirt road, and the tires screech as I never let up when I turn onto the paved road. I speed away, and we never look back in fear of seeing a ghostly Black Widow chasing us down the street, or God forbid what, sitting in the back seat. That crossed my mind a few times, but I could never gather the courage to turn around. We relax a little as I pull into my driveway and park. My hands were still shaking from fear. "No one will ever believe us," Kayla says. She pulls her shirt sleeve down to show a nice chunk of skin missing. Am I going to turn into a zombie now? Pretty sure Elizabeth was a ghost, not a zombie. "I don't think that's how it works," I say, as we both let out a chuckle. We sit in silence for a minute before I turn to Kayla. "Let's just promise each other we will never go back to that place." "You don't have to tell me twice," Kayla responds. Kayla got away with several stitches and a week worth of antibiotics to keep from getting an infection. I didn't sleep much that night, as you can imagine. The next day, another flyer comes in the mail. It has a picture of the old house from long ago. There is big, bold text across the bottom of the page. Thank you for visiting the Dale Mansion. We hope you enjoyed your visit. We enjoyed having you, and hope to see you again soon. Thanks for listening to Demon Creep Podcast. Don't forget to support the podcast by following it. The best things you can do is head over to my YouTube channel, Demon Creep, and drop me a subscription and a couple of views. Sharing my podcast or YouTube channel with your friends is a great help. Remember, growing is easier when you do it together. Until next time, this is Demon Creep, signing off.